Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Danielle Beck as we talk about dietary guidelines. Now, out from Uncle Sam, all that in just a moment.
Established in 1905 as Oklahoma Farmers Union, American Farmers and Ranchers was created to fight for the interests of rural Oklahoma. Today, AFR's mission remains. More than 100 years since its founding, AFR is a true grassroots organization that serves as a watchdog for Oklahoma's farmers, ranchers, and rural citizens. AFR strives to support and strengthen our state's rural communities and give a stronger voice to Oklahoma's farmers and ranchers. Join AFR today.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
USDA and the Department of Health and Human Services have released the five-year dietary guidelines plan 2020 to 2025. Danielle Beck with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association has been following the process over the last couple of years of developing these latest guidelines. She says, all in all, beef industry came out looking pretty good.
Our top priority has been to protect the scientific credibility of the dietary guidelines. You know, the dietary guidelines serve as the cornerstone for all federal nutrition policies and programs, so they're really, really important. And we know that the science is on our side when it comes to beef's role in a healthy diet. And so really, as long as the scientific credibility of that process was protected, we knew we would fare well in the end result. And today, with the announcement of the 2020 to 2025 DGAs, I think we can feel pretty good about the process and that final outcome. You know, there's a lot of room for growth when it comes to the dietary choices that Americans are making. There's always room for improvement. But what's really critically important here is that we get back to the basics first. You know, a practical approach is securing flexible guidelines that encourage the public to really focus on the basics that matter, like eating more vegetables and other nutrient-rich foods like lean meat. And what we saw, you know, in this 2020 DGA release was a really practical set of recommendations centered around four key tenets, which is, you know, following a healthy dietary pattern at every stage of life. It's never too early or too late to start focusing on a healthy diet, customizing and enjoying nutrient dense foods and beverages that reflect personal preferences, cultural traditions, and budgetary considerations. A one-size-fits-all approach really isn't practical when it comes to, you know, nutrition advice for the entirety of the U.S. population. And so you have to take these recommendations and make them work for you personally. And we know that nutrient-dense foods like beef, you know, there really isn't a more nutrient-dense food from a protein perspective, whether it's an animal-based protein or a plant-based protein, that delivers in the way that beef does. And so, overall, I think we fared very well in this process.
Danielle Beck says that these dietary guidelines are used in so many ways, government programs and more.
Every federal nutrition assistance program, from supplemental nutrition assistance, women and infants and children, the WIC program, our school meals, those are all centered around the dietary advice that can be found in the dietary guidelines for Americans. In the past, I think we've seen topics that fall outside the realm of sound nutritional science creep their way into the nutrition space, sustainability being one, I think, that's impacted us, in the last process. And also when we see efforts like implementing meatless Mondays in schools or in the meals that we feed our military, but, you know, recognizing that animal source foods such as beef are really a fundamental food, no matter what stage of life that you're in or age group you're in. Having that reinforced in the DGAs is really important when we do end up having to push back against efforts that really don't focus on the nutritional benefit for Americans.
Danielle Beck, Director of Governmental Affairs for in the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, lead lobbyist on several key issues, including nutrition and food safety and labeling. Danielle Beck reacting to the brand new rollout of the five-year dietary guidelines plan from USDA and HHS. She was talking with colleague from the Red River Radio Network, Megan Overby. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program knows this is a hard time for farmers and ranchers, and we want you to know we're still open and we're still here for you. The Ag Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agricultural producers who may need help with ag-related disputes. We know firsthand about working together to resolve conflicts so you don't have to go through the court systems. The service is available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you can go to ok.gov/mediation or just give us a call at 800-248-5465.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.